rivalry with the Jets, second year around for you. What's it like? What's it different this year for last year for you?
You know, definitely a bigger role. So, you know, I'll be involved in the game plan more. But, you know, it's not more. It's another game. But then again, it's more than that. You know, things been going on with the Jets and the Patriots, you know, before I got here. So I'm just taking how it is and just go out there and play.
What's it like playing for first place against these guys? Any different?
Everybody playing to win. So that's all I can say about that one.
I mean, it seems like this team is so used to playing in the spotlight. Last week it was the Colts. Early in the season was the Steelers on, you know, the season opener. You guys are used to the attention that you get in here, aren't you?
I guess so. You know, you can use anything as motivation, and that's enough to push a team to its top potential.
What about not getting distracted, though? I mean, this team also prides itself on taking every game and throwing out the hype and just worrying about the opponent in front of you.
Yeah, you can't control what's outside. You only can control what's going on, you know, in this locker room, your teammates, and with all you do out on the field. So that's all that really matters.
What have you seen so far from the Jets' passing game?
You know, they like to get the ball to their go-to guys. You know, they'll pound the ball, run the ball, you know, take a shot or whatever. But, you know, just got to be prepared and ready for everything.
Is there a different feel to what they're doing this year with Fitzpatrick now?
I'm not sure so far, but whatever they're doing a pretty good job. So it'll be a good test.
I think Brandon Marshall has four straight 100-yard games. What do you see from him on the film that you know, maybe fans just see him in the highlights, but you obviously watch him even closer than that?
Big guy, aggressive, you know, have a lot of confidence. He like to muscle you around. So I've been watching Marshall for a long time, you know. I'm a pup to him, so been watching for a long time. Great player. You know, all I can do is just go out there and compete.
You talked in the past about observing Jarrell last year, how much he influenced you. Talk about, you know, how you kind of stepped into that role a little bit.
You know, you can learn from Darrell, you know, in any way, you know, one of the greatest guys in the game. But, you know, I've just been playing how I play, you know, taking what I learned from not just Darrell Revis, from everybody, and applying it on the field.
What did you learn most about being a pro from Revis?
Film study, and, you know, going out there not panicking and having confidence.
Malcolm, we talked to Coach Belichick on the phone the other day, and he talked about how your role has obviously grown a ton since last year, and he said that you haven't hit your peak yet in terms of your potential. Where do you feel like you are in terms of where your ceiling is, I guess? How much room do you have to grow?
You know, I think it's plenty of room for improvement. You know, just got to keep grinding and finish plays. That's all I got to say about them.
With Decker and Marshall, do you see this as maybe the most challenging team you face with the deep ball this year?
It could be. Big guys like to go downfield. Basketball players jump up and get the ball. So it should be a good challenge. So we'll be prepared for it.
Malcolm, one of the games you got a good amount of action in last year, I guess it was midway through the season, was against the Bears, and Marshall was there. And I know you got to cover him a couple times. But what did that game do for your confidence?
It was a gainer, you know. It adds confidence to me. You know, it's a different year, though. So different things happen different years every day. So, you know, we'll see just when the game goes.
Do you sense a chemistry in the backfield? In terms of, you know, you're in the sixth game now, in terms of the defensive backfield?
Oh, yeah, we most definitely coming together. Like I say, we also can improve, you know. Always room for improvement, but we're on our way. Still got a lot of work to do. Feel confident about it.